Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Heather.
And I'm Brittany.
We are the okayest moms, but we're also creatives, businesswomen, and best friends.
This podcast was created as a community for the modern mom.
We know you're doing your best despite the conflicting messages that you aren't doing it as well as someone else.
We believe in self-care, mom friends as our sanity, and that motherhood looks different for everyone.
Most of all, we believe that you are more than just mom.
So join us as we talk about a range of topics from motherhood to frivolous reality TV and everything in between.
Welcome to the Okayest Moms Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our very first miniature episode. Minisode? Whatever. Brittany here and Heather over there.
Hello.
And so today is a short episode. We are going to share our audience submitted okayest mom moments. Unclear how often we're going to do these episodes. It's going to depend on how many we get, I think. As of right now, we are planning on once a month, and it's just going to be a mix of us reading some of your stories, listening to some of them, and we're just going to have a few laughs, because who couldn't use a laugh right now?
These are just meant to remind you that you're not alone in this crazy journey of motherhood. And chances are, if you've had a moment where you've just thought to yourself, what the fuck? You're not alone.
Anyway,
should we dive in?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so this first story is from Linda. I always tell this story about our family back in 2007 when I really thought we parents were going to have someone report us. This is about our son, Peter, when he was 2.5. We were having our last meal in the U.S. before a semester away in London, dining out at a restaurant the night before we flew. We told the kids that they could order whatever they wanted. The waitress asked toddler Peter what he wanted to drink. He said, "Please bring me something with caffeine or alcohol in it." Clearly, he was tired of us saying, "Sorry, hon, that has caffeine in it," or "Sorry, sweetie, that has alcohol in it." Peter took a green light as a green light. We adults all cracked up, and I was so relieved the waitress got it.
Oh, man. I love a kid taking a golden opportunity.
Oh, yeah. An opportunist. Ugh, smart. Smart kid.
I mean, she did say order whatever you wanted.
Right. It was our last hurrah. He went big. Oh, that's great. Okay. So our next one is going to be a recording of our guest from episode 76, Tammy Hackbarth. And it's a good one. So listen in.
The most memorable is we were at a dog park in the Bay Area, and it happens to be where we had our first date and got married. And it's called Point Isabel. And it's great because on clear days, you can look across, you can see San Francisco, you can see the Bay Bridge, you can see the Golden Gate. It's stunning. It's right on the water. And it's an off-leash dog park. And no, we do not have dogs. But I do love other people's dogs. And there's nothing more joyous than seeing other people pick up their own dog shit somewhere else where they're just like frolicking, right? So we're there with friends. It's before the pandemic. She's a toddler and we're like doing something. And I maybe like turned my head and sneezed or perhaps looked at the view. And I hear all this laughing behind me. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. Because people in the Bay Area, not known for their like jovial nature. I turn around. And I see this splashing in this disgusting mud puddle. And I look, and it is my 2-year-old romping in this mud puddle with dogs. And it is the kind of mud puddle where you're like, oh shit, is that toxic waste? Is that like bay water? Is there dog poop in there? Like, oh no. And I looked at my husband and I was going to get mad for a second. Like, why did you let this happen? And I was like, the horse is already out of the stable. So I just said, you know what? Let her romp. Let our child being, I mean, covered head to toe, like running down in her eye. I was like, oh my. But it absolutely set the mood for the whole park. Like people were peeing themselves. It was so delightful. The dogs, of course, thought she was one of them. She thought she was one of them. And in the end, I was like, well, now I can get all type A. And I stripped her naked, threw her clothes in the garbage because, oh, we don't know what's happening. And then they had like the dog sprayer offers there. And all the dogs, I just like hosed her off like a dog and threw in the car. And I just was like, oh, that was really hard not to be myself about. Like, because I could have got real uptight. But instead, I looked like fun mom. I looked like fun mom. It was like, that was really hard work.
Well, in my book, Tammy still gets points for being cool mom because I definitely would have freaked out. Because in my dink life, which it's been brought to my attention that people don't know what a dink is. A dink is double. It really is. Double income, no kids. So back when I was just a dog mom, I spent a significant amount of time at the dog park. And if you've ever been to a dog park, you know there's always a nondescript puddle there, always, no matter how hot it is. It's always, and it, nobody knows what it is. And to think of a kid being in it is just,
yeah, no, I can't even picture it because it makes me want to barf. Good for her though.
I mean, I guess it is one of those situations where it's like, what else are you going to do? The damage has been done, but. All right. This next one is from Cynthia. Cynthia says, when my baby was about 3 months old, I learned never to wear a white shirt in public. Why, you ask? Well, you know that yellow breast milk poop babies have? I was holding the baby at Legoland when I realized she had a blowout and it was all over my white shirt. This is also when Legoland reopened after COVID. So all of the merch shops were closed besides the big store at the front. Because the park was basically closing in an hour and we were on the opposite side of the park, I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to walk around like this while you guys hit the rides as we make our way to the front. On the plus side, my husband basically handled everything while I was like, sorry, I can't, I'm covered in poop. We got to the front and I bought a shirt to change into. This is also when I learned I should always pack an extra shirt in the baby bag for me. This baby ended up being the blowout queen and I've had to use my emergency shirt several times.
Oh my God.
So this story hits very close to home because I had a very similar situation with Nolan in Disneyland. And unlike her though, I don't know when it happened. And I think I was walking around Disneyland for an unknown amount of time and I kept smelling something. And I think my shirt like was like patterned or something. Like it wasn't that obvious, thankfully, but it was that same distinct yellowish color. And I kept looking at Nolan, like checking his diaper, thinking like, God, what is that smell? And then I looked down and realized, oh, it's me. And I had a similar moment, like how many gift shops are in Disneyland, like everywhere. And so, they didn't have my size. They were either way too small or way too huge. And I was like, listen, if I'm going to spend $50 on a t-shirt, I'm going to buy one that I like. And so while I was looking for a shirt, I just threw a sweatshirt over.
Oh my gosh. Well, at least it was sweatshirt weather because usually... Like I've only
No, it wasn't. Oh, it wasn't at all.
So okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
you suffered for the smell. Got it.
But hey, no excuse. Like, hi, I'm covered in poop.
Right. True. Did you eventually find a shirt?
I did. So okay. That is why I own a Mickey Mouse t-shirt, which is very uncharacteristic for me.
Oh man. Okay, our last one is a clip from our friend Ji Young. She is a content creator at simplyevery.com and she has three boys and her stories are always great. So let's dive into that one.
What is my most embarrassing? I honestly, like, people have asked me that before. I don't think I get embarrassed by much. No, I will say this. So I did. So this is like, I have three kids and I didn't experience it until my third. But you know the stereotypical child, like, tantruming in the, on the floor, grocery store? Austin and Camden, they're so so easy on us. I've never experienced it. I just, they were, I mean, they're like bees now. When they were toddlers, they were good about the tantruming thing. Ben is two. He's been at it probably at least for the last 6 months. He is the one literally screaming his way on the, I mean, they got it. For me, I'm like, okay, at least this is my third child. So I just kind of walk away.
Go with the flow.
So he literally is the kid sprawled out on his belly, screaming like you can hear him from the other side of the store.
Deep.
And I don't, that kind of stuff doesn't usually bother me, but we went out to dinner last week, 2 weekends ago, and he was the one shrieking inside of the restaurant. And I, for the first time in during his shrieking, felt my face like flush, like, oh my God, I might someone ruining everyone else's like dining experience.
You can just like hear all the eyeballs turn on you.
Yeah. Embarrassing wise, that's probably it. Oh, I have a funny recent embarrassing moment. So I have no idea which child movie has the song "I Like Big Butts."
It's Sing, because my kids sing it all the time.
Okay, so Camden, like, that he literally, his phrase at least a few times a day is, "Oh my God, look at her butt." And he definitely said it out when we were like out at Target, and I'm mortified, clearly being a boy mom, like, no, I swear I teach my children to be respectful. Okay. Obsessed. Like, that's the phrase of that song that he loves just repeating all the time.
I relate to that because obviously my kids repeat anything bad in any song. But does that stop me from listening to 90s rap? No.
I recently found out that Isla has been listening to Kesha Radio on Amazon Music. So that's fun.
Those are, she's got some bops.
Listen, if you, I think back to the first song I remember knowing as a kid, like pop music, and it was Aerosmith's Janie's Got a Gun. So I think we're fine. They don't know what it means. It's fine.
True. They just like the beat, right?
Right.
By myself.
Although you could probably argue they know what big butts are.
They definitely do.
Listen, this is going to be important social clout when they get to high school.
2000 songs, but...
Yeah.
All right. Well, that will do it. If you want to submit your own Okayest Mom moment, you can do it in two ways. You go to you can go to okayestmoms.com/OMM and submit it there in writing. Or if you'd rather talk it out, you can call 916-778-0545.
And Brittany is standing by to take your call.
It was really funny when we tested that number. It did ring like on all my devices. And I'm like, nope, can't have that. So literally no one will answer. It's just a voicemail. And we want your stories.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.